conversation.
Because I don't want to be here and I say, okay, now what am I going to do?
I missed you guys.
Thank you for taking out your first.
We welcome you tonight to Bethel Baptist Church as we conclude the day on the evening service. Glory to God that He is so wonderful, gave us a marvelous day in the morning. And some of the people already wrote emails to us. And then thank God that the internet reached your home, wherever you are, in New York, Texas, Delaware, Michigan, wherever you live. The internet is right there for you, and you are part of our church as an extended church, and it's just so wonderful. In the evening, we have some moments of worship and music, and Tayan June is on the piano again with her elegance in playing, and you will enjoy it. We start in 255. This is a beautiful song that every Sunday night we begin then the service. 255. Prayer. Father, we come tonight at the closing of the day full of joy because we have been in the house of the Lord the entire day, and we have seen the activities of your people in the Sunday school, morning worship service, and then in the practice of our wonderful choir, in the children church ministry, and also in the Bible study ministry with questions and answers. And now we close the day. And with the study on the book of Revelation a little bit farther. And then, Lord, we are excited that your book speaks to us, that many of our listeners understand what this book is saying. And we pray for your understanding in our mind of these difficult passages sometimes, and cover us with the desire to understand it with your scripture. Laura, I received an email that said, thank you for sharing the Bible in Revelation. And Lord, this is my goal, to understand it myself so that we can see what you are saying. Now bless us as we praise your name and cover us with your love. In Jesus we pray, amen. We let you choose your song, and if you are listening, you can type in our control board room, V as Bob, V as Bob, C, M like mother, and H, 95037, and that's it. You are on our screen here. So if you have Yahoo Messenger, that is the clue. All right, now, one song from Pastor Thompson.
125.
He changed now. I can follow him, but he changed. All right. 125. Señorita.
61.
61. All right. We are moving to the left. All right. Number 61. Talks about all the deep, deep love of Jesus. Number 61. Wonderful. I want to say, because I heard something on lunchtime, that a nice group of people, we go and invade chocolate box, and we take one section for the whole church. And some people cannot come because they have no resources and no money to our banquet, which is $30 per person. So we do have people who very generously have donated money for pay for those who cannot pay. So if you are one of the person, you just talk to Raquel, not even to me, and we cover you. But you be here. We'd love to have you with us in the banquet. Now, one señorita here. All right, Cristina. All right. 236. And Cristina, your daddy is coming? On Wednesday. Mommy and daddy. Boy, they miss it. All right. 236. And your mommy will speak perfect Spanish because she was in Panama, all right, for a week or 10 days in Panama, all right. 236, we sing the whole hymn because it's just glorious, all right? Amazing Grace. That's an international hymn, by the way, and it's very accepted by all people. All right. Wonderful song, remind us what Christ has done for us. And it's just so impressive that means something to the author that wrote it. Okay? Yes, sir. Senor Prater. 314. Yes, good to see you here. 314. 314, in case somebody missed it. I am thine, O Lord. Yes, indeed. What a security we have, the believers, no? I am thine, O Lord. Okay.
Thank you.
praise God. All right? It is not an offense for us believers. The Lord was really punched with the instrument that brought the blood out. Rather, it's showing that the blood of Christ was needed to pay for our sins. All right? Good to see you, Don Pedro. You left me on the morning service, and I was worried. That was personal. All right. I know he went with his other daughter. All right. That's good. Okay. He's my warrior there in the Spanish class. All right. And somebody else have a son. And, yes, Brother Plica. 217, certainly. 217. Good to see Mildred with us and happy. So that means Mr. Plica is behaving okay. All right, okay. 217. 217. Song. All right. One or two more. Yes, Brother Olivas.
39.
39. Okay, here we are. Going back into our hymn books to number 39. This is my Father's will. Yeah, whatever happened, remember, is follow just God's plan to the T. All right. It's true of you when I don't know if you love nature or not, but I love nature with passion. And I was taking picture the day, 2 or 3 days of snow where we live, and I look on it and I look again. You know, take pictures and you look, don't see anything. But reviewing the pictures again in the computer, my wife noticed a deer between two bars of my deck, and I look on it. Looks like somebody had painted that deer sliding on the snow, and I look on it, and I said, what a perfect combination of God. If I lay there nude for an hour on the snow, I'd be sick and all kinds of things. Here's this deer enjoying the snow, laying down there. It's just so such a beauty of God, what he has done, all right? The layers that the deer have to cover for the weather that I don't have, all right? So it's just amazing how God has provided for everything. And then for the plants, when you see the plants, there are some plants that grow in winter. They're flowers. So we buy the plant for winters. Cold day, snowing and raining, better the flowers. But you have the same flowers on summer, and they're all dead. Amazing. Everywhere, like the song. Let's sing then the last stanza, all right? Of number 39. This is my Father's wall. Yes, indeed. Today I only had two verses on Revelation because the next, God willing, Sunday, I have a strong teaching and it's going to take a little longer. But I saw some signs. Camille, yes. And 372. Okay, 372. And then we see what Mrs. Otero wants. 372, please. Who is on the Lord's side? Now, that's a good question. Who did that question in the Old Testament, in the book of Kings? Who?
Moses did.
Moses did it, and Elijah too. You know, who is on? No? I think we went through that before. Yeah.
Moses was the only one.
What was the one who did it? Yeah, no, that's right. Elijah.
Joshua didn't.
Elijah had the question in 1 Kings 17, but a little different. Yeah, that's right. But this question was, we had that discussion before. All right, and Darlene Wynn was Moses. All right, who is on the Lord's side?
Yeah.
Raquel?
283.
283, all right. We get right here. 283, yesterday, today, and forever. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Tayan, for your wonderful playing here and directing us with the piano.